Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, Martinez, 12391. Chief complaint, follow-up of UTI, number one. Number two, pelvic pain. 31-year-old fitness instructor saw us on the 8th, treated with Motrin and Bactrim DS for urinary tract infection. Comes in today. The pain is 50% better. Patient did have trace leukocytes and trace blood before, but not 100%. Patient had IUD in place. She wants to get an ultrasound to make sure everything is okay, in quotation. Patient is a fitness instructor, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, family history, diabetes, high blood pressure, medication, Septra DS, Motrin. Medical problems negative, surgical problems negative, except for IUD that was placed last period, 2623. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, again, allergy none, COVID immunization none. Patient alert, awake, no distress, 139 pounds, 99%, 98.1, 1654, 139 over 90. Heart positive, swollen positive, two, lungs are clear, abdomen soft. There's some tenderness over the bladder and the left lower quadrant. There's nothing over the right lower quadrant. Skin shows no rash. White count was 5.7. Liver function test slightly elevated. Abdominal ultrasound shows a normal liver. IUD in place and some tenderness over the lower abdomen. Assessment number one, UTI. Number two, cannot rule out PID. Number three, definitely does not have a acute abdomen. Number four, rosefenogram now. Number five, doxycycline along with Septra DS twice a day. Next numbers come back on Monday. Next numbers, if develops fever, chills, worsening symptoms, to go to the emergency room right away. Next numbers, I feel comfortable that patient is going to respond to treatment. And we talked about IUD that needs to come out and possible PID and John Strand's ramification of holding on to the IUD at this time. Both her, this was explained to her and her husband. Thank you.